Hey there, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast.
So how do we generally go about labeling people? How do we generally go about determining what a person's actions mean and what their actions equate to? Now, I'll say off top that determining what a person's actions mean is not always black and white, meaning we can't always determine that they mean absolutely one thing over the other. In the majority of cases, all we can do is say what's most likely true as it involves a person's actions. So what we do is we make an approximation of how close a person's actions are to a particular definition of a word. So let's use lying for an example. Now, lying is defined as untruthfulness or false statements. So with this definition in mind, how would we go about determining whether or not a person is a liar? Well, one of the things that we use is context. So for example, if a person was being robbed at gunpoint and he had hundreds of dollars in his pocket, but he told the robbers that he didn't have any money in order to, you know, maybe try to escape or something like that, although this person is making false statements, we wouldn't necessarily label him as a liar because of the context. Now, on the other hand, if a person was, say, in a third world country and had hundreds of dollars in his pocket and a poor starving child came up and asked him for $5 just to buy some food, and he told that child that he didn't have any money, we would probably be more inclined to label that person as a liar, even though the untruthful act was the same in the robbery situation. Now, frequency is something else that matters in determining a person's actions. So in the case of the robbery, if the person who was being robbed found himself in similar situations of being robbed or being in danger, and he had to, you know, tell these untruthful statements or false statements to get himself out of trouble, we still probably wouldn't label this person a liar. But on the other hand, with the third world country example, if this person was going around, you know, not giving poor, hungry children money when he had hundreds of dollars in his pocket regularly, we would definitely be more inclined to label this person as a liar because of the amount of times this person has committed this same act in the context. Now, this is also the case with neutral terms. Take the term teacher. You probably wouldn't label a person who teaches one weekend class every 3 years a teacher, although by definition, this person is teaching. But on the other hand, if he was teaching the same class 3 to 5 times out of the year, and he made this huge impact on these students and changed their lives greatly, these students would probably refer to this person as a teacher or a mentor. Now, as a final example, let's take killing. Now, killing is defined as the deprivation of life in any manner. Now, we probably wouldn't necessarily label a person who, say, kills a spider in his house or kills an insect of any sort in his house a killer. That's just not the case. But on the other hand, if a person goes out and kills another human being, especially if he does this frequently, we would probably label him as a killer or a murderer. And that wouldn't be the case if he did the same thing to insects. So to sum this all up, we use things like context, frequency, the seriousness of actions, and the consequences of those actions in a person's maturity level to determine or to make approximations about what we label a person. Now, in most mundane cases, this process is done very quickly and easily, especially in cases where there is no biases concerned. For example, if you say, like Harvey Weinstein, you're a fan of his work, or you may be good friends with him, you're probably less inclined to label him something nefarious for the acts that he's accused of. However, by contrast, if the same Joe Blow from down the street was on the evening news, had been accused of some of the same acts that Harvey Weinstein was accused of, you would probably be really quick to label him as, you know, whatever you would label him as. Now, it's really important to understand that we all have these biases in place, and they tend to skew our views with labeling a person a particular thing. However, if we are going to be as fair and as accurate as possible, we have to check those biases and let them go in order to accurately or more accurately determine what a person's character is. And this is especially the case with important issues. Now, to make this really simple, determining a person's actions can be done by asking one simple question. And that question is this: what are the actions that a blank person would take if they are in fact this particular thing? So What are the actions that a killer would take if they're a killer? What actions would a liar take? What actions would a teacher take? What actions would a philosopher take? Now, with this in mind, let's define racism. Racism is defined as the belief or doctrine that inherent differences among racial groups determine cultural or individual achievement. And this usually involves the idea that one's own race is the superior race and has the right to dominate others, or that particular racial group is inferior to others. So let's list some possible candidate examples of some actions that a racist person would take. If a racist person owned, say, some rental properties, he would probably refuse to rent those properties to black people or people of color. If a racist person, say, owned a business and because of civil rights and affirmative action laws, had to employ black people and people of color, this racist person probably wouldn't want these black people around when he visited them. He would probably do something like have his managers remove them from sight when he came to the building, especially if he was visiting with other racist people. If, say, four black teenagers and one Latino were falsely accused, and for the sake of simplicity, let's just call them the Central Park Five, a racist person would probably use a large lump sum of their own money to take out ads to bring back the death penalty in light of these accused people. And even if after 13 years in prison, these boys were exonerated through DNA evidence, a racist person probably still would believe that they are somehow guilty. A racist person would probably be frequently quoted with saying stuff like, "I don't want black people counting my money," and "black people are lazy and it's not their fault. It's just a trait of black people." A racist person would probably accuse America's first black president of not being a U.S. citizen, or try to find something that is wrong with him. A racist person would likely call Mexican immigrants rapists. A racist person would probably say a judge should recuse himself from a case because of his Mexican heritage. A racist person would probably be really slow to condemn white supremacists. A racist person would probably retweet messages from neo-Nazis. A racist person would probably tell members of Congress, referred to as the Squad, to go back to their own countries. Now, I've named about 10 or so actions here that can all fit under the umbrella of a racist person. Now, I'll say that usually no one action in and of itself means a particular thing over the other. However, when you start to group stuff together and when you make a case out of these things, this is what we do in court to make a case to prove whether or not somebody's guilty. When you do that, we are determining what's most likely the case. So all of these actions here that I listed are actions that the President of the United States at one particular time or the other has done. This is in no way an exhaustive list. There is many more things that support this case. Now, if a person who was a liar had committed the exact same amount of things as a liar, wouldn't you call him a liar? If a killer had killed people more than 10 times, wouldn't you call him a killer? So with that in mind, is the President of the United States racist? Hey, to all of you who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. And if you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description, or you can visit anchor.fm/Terrence-Fisher to become a monthly supporter. Again, that address is anchor.fm/TERENCE-FISHER, and you can become a monthly supporter today. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.